Hey team, welcome back to the show. Today it is Coach Andrea and I, and we're going to be starting our next series, which is going to be talking you through a year of the phasic dieting method for physique change. So really, if you followed us for any length of time, you probably heard us talk about this phasic approach to nutrition and physique development that we use with all of our clients. Really is so much more effective than the typical approach people use. But I know it's something that can seem kind of abstract. So I really wanted this series to be a deep dive into first, why is this so much more effective than the typical approach people use? And then getting into actual application. So actually talking you through all the different phases, kind of laying out a typical client journey of an entire year of working through these different phases, how we're making adjustments, again, a deep dive into each phase, kind of where we end up in that year. So again, it'll make it much easier for the listener to take these things and apply them. So I'm really excited to get into this. Before we dig into kind of the typical approach most people use and why it's wrong, is there anything else you want to add to that, Andrea?
I know this is kind of what we're getting into. It's so common with people who are just working on their own, not with a coach, to just I'm on my diet, I'm off my diet, yeah. And not have any sort of transition or systematic anything versus just like, I'm thinking about my nutrition or I'm not. And that's a really good way to set yourself up for yo-yo dieting. And usually what happens in that case is you end up actually losing more muscle over time. And ending up with a slower metabolic rate as you go along. And just that's how I think the average American gets into that, like gain 5 pounds of body fat each year and never really get ahead of it. So this is really important and I'm excited to get into it too.
Yeah. And I mean, of like those people who gain like 5 pounds of body fat each year, almost all of them are spending the majority of that year with the intention of dieting as well. Right. And this is a big part of, again, why like this, what a more phasic approach can help with so much. It's so interesting to dig into like the body fat overshooting literature. And I think that it's really a cycle that a lot more people are stuck in than they realize, where so many people will, okay, I'm so sick of where I'm at, I am just going to like crash diet down. Will like, how much cardio can I do? How low can I keep calories? And we'll lose a lot of body fat, but in the process, lose a lot of muscle, which is such an important variable here that we want to avoid. Because if we're losing muscle, body fat overshooting is basically, and again, how much supplies will depend on the individual and also the degree of muscle we lost. But if we're in a situation like, again, it's, hey, I'm just completely switching my resistance training for like trying to burn calories and like strictly doing cardio, and we lose a good amount of muscle tissue, then many individuals will experience hyperphagia, which is basically just an extreme drive to eat. So basically your body is encouraging you to eat and eat and eat until we gain back the muscle tissue that we've lost. But the thing is, we gain back fat tissue at a quicker rate than we gain back muscle tissue. So by the time like that hunger kind of settles down and we gain back the muscle that we've lost, oftentimes lost more fat than we previously, or gain back more fat than we had previously. And then we're in this place where it's, hey, we have more to lose, or you lost muscle in the process, metabolic rate is lower. And then it is harder to lose the next time. And it kind of becomes a constant cycle where it's, and I mean, people even like have miniature versions of this throughout the week, right? Where it's like, I basically crash diet and like try to starve myself 5 days a week. And then I overeat 2 days a week. It's like a miniature cycles of it. It's like on the micro and macro scale, kind of something that's constantly playing out for a lot of people. And it just puts you in a worse and worse place, not to mention like all the other negatives that come with approaching things from that nature. And then a lot of times in a situation like this as well, in the other direction, people will oftentimes just kind of randomly decide, though, okay, well, I must need to take on a bulking phase, right? Like, I've seen all this information about the importance of building muscle, adding metabolic rate. And then we might not be in a truly healthy place to take on a bulking phase, or we might approach it in a very poor manner. And then that's a situation where, again, oftentimes it's like, hey, I just gained a lot of body fat there, and now I feel like I'm even further behind. It's just such a common cycle that I think so many people are stuck in, where it's, again, like every time I try to lose the fat, even if I can diet successfully, either A, and I never want to, I think with things like this, especially when we're talking about like systems, and methods like the phasic dieting method. It sounds catchy. Hopefully it sounds catchy. that's the intention. But at the same time, I never want to put out the perception of there that this is like a magic fix and this just makes it effortless and easy, right? It's so many, there are so many, like, there's so much out there that, like, hey, if you just like pay me and work and use my method, then it's super easy. And you, that's not the case, right? It's still changing your body. It's a lot of mindset change. It still is a lot of work and it's not always easy, but it is much more effective than this traditional approach. And this is really the approach we use with all of our clients. So again, in this series, we're going to be digging into first an understanding of why phasic dieting is so much more effective. Next, we will then be doing a phase by phase breakdown of a common client journey for an entire year and a deep dive into every phase along the way, what we're adjusting with training, nutrition, biofeedback, phase goals, et cetera, et cetera. So I think this will be really helpful in understanding, if you're not a client of ours, how to apply this. But this first episode is really just going to be a high level breakdown of why this approach is so effective and really helping you understand what this is. Anything else to add there before we get into understanding basic nutrition?
I think this will become obvious as we go, but I also have gotten a few people that are just inquiring about coaching and call it like our program or something like that, and almost make it sound, this is like the step-by-step. These are the phases that we go through. And I just want to make it really clear that this is based on what that person needs at the moment. And the timeline is going to be different for everyone in each phase. Everything is going to be different for everyone based on what they need to get to their goal. So I think that it's not, definitely not everyone that has asked me about it in that way, but it is something that I think can get a little bit confused.
I think that's such an important point as well. And I'm glad you brought that up. There is no like, hey, here's the path that all clients follow. Yeah. And be that from like on a simpler perspective, there's not like a, hey, all of our clients follow meal plans, or all of our clients just follow macros, or all of our clients train 4 to 5 days a week or whatever. And if you can't do it, then you're not a good fit. That's not how it works, right? We build it around you and what you specifically need. The beauty of all of this, like the power of it, is that it's fit to the individual, right? So we're talking through like some of these phases some clients might not ever go through. Well, we're again laying out like a common client journey, but the actual length of the phases, in which order we would implement these, etc., is going to be varied so much by you as an individual. And we'll really talk through again a lot of like, here's how we know like why we need this phase, when to move into the next, etc., etc. All right, so first, let's define what phasic nutrition is. So in a nutshell, it's strategically cycling through different nutritional phases to align with your body's changing needs and goals. Now, each phase targets specific objectives like building muscle, losing fat, improving health markers, maintaining body composition. And within each of those phases, we're going to have a different approach to your total calorie intake, your macronutrient intake. Sometimes the way we're timing your food, your training will likely shift based on what phase we're in and more. So really the important thing to understand here is your body is an adaptation machine. So staying in any one phase for too long, depending on the phase, can lead to negative adaptations that long-term, if we stay in that phase for too long, might actually slow your progress or start to become detrimental. Now, the harder we're pushing for change in any one phase, typically the more we are going to have to kind of undo with the subsequent phase, or the more detrimental it is going to be to stay in that for an extremely long time. So I would say, like, out of all the phases, like a fat loss phase is the best example of this, right? Fat loss can oftentimes be a healthy thing depending on where your body composition is. But with that, we also get down depending, and again, this will depend. For some people, like if it's, hey, I'm going from like an unhealthily high level of body fat to a healthy level of body fat, probably hormonally, you'll be in a better place. Absolutely, like metabolically, we'll be in a better place. But also with fat loss, again, especially when we're like lean people trying to get leaner, as is a lot of the clients we work with, there also comes metabolic adaptation. There comes basically downregulation of your metabolism, downregulation of your hormones. A lot of other variables that, again, if we push that for too long, can really start to become detrimental and long term can put us in this position where we feel like we've like hit a wall and we just can't continue to progress. Whereas on the flip side, like a maintenance phase, we could stay in that for a very, very long time. And we can still like change your body composition slowly in that phase. But again, the harder we're pushing, same thing with like an advanced building phase, right? Where that'll be very productive for a time, very similar to fat loss, be very productive for a time. But if we try to grind that out for too long, all these adaptations, like in a fat loss phase, again, like those negative hormonal and metabolic downregulations in a building phase, the, again, if we're talking an advanced building phase here, where over time, like we'll be start accruing enough body fat to where insulin sensitivity is in a worse place. We'll start to gain more body fat versus muscle tissue, metabolic health will worsen and things of that nature. So again, the point of all this being the phases work synergistically to keep your body in the healthiest and most responsive state possible. And long-term, this does lead to the quickest progress. Now, the long-term perspective is the most important thing there, because the reality is short-term for most people, the phase that they need to start in to, hey, potentially undo anything that we've done in the past that needs to be taken care of to push your body in a healthy, responsive place, it's most often not what people want in the short term, right? So for the most common example is client comes to us wanting fat loss, and it's like, hey, you spent the last 3+ years trying to diet. Things really haven't moved a lot in the last like 2 years. You don't have a consistent cycle, right? Where all this biofeedback is in a terrible place. We need to spend time in like a primary phase or a health phase first. Short term, that's really what people want. But if we just hopped you right back into fat loss, you would probably largely get the same result you were before. Whereas here, long term, in the picture of, let's say, a year, you will be in a much better place and we'll have kind of dug you out of this hole so your body actually responds well. But again, keeping in mind, this is long term is the most important thing. So within this, there are quite a few different phases. Now, some of these have a lot of overlap. So we have our maintenance phases, primer phases, health phases, which again are typically going to be right around maintenance. And really, those are oftentimes phases that are really going to be priming us for to be more responsive in our phases where we are pushing harder, like our fat loss phases and our reverse diets. We have our reverse diet phases, which can kind of have a lot of overlap. And again, we'll do a deeper dive into each of these in the subsequent episodes. We have our reverse diet phases, which can again have a lot of overlap with the health phases and the maintenance phases. We have building phases. And if you listen to the lean building series or the building phase series, we have those lean building phases, which are typically building and maintenance, and those advanced building phases where we're typically pushing a little bit harder. We're in more of a calorie surplus. We have fat loss phases and we have mini cuts. Now, I know that can again seem like a lot, but we will talk you through all of this. Don't worry. And this is again why I think like laying out like a year timeline and how we could apply those is so helpful. Anything you want to add to that before we move on?
No, I was just thinking and getting ready to add the same thing where there is overlap with a lot of these. And it's not like we have to go through all, I think it was like 6 phases within any given time. Mm-hmm. A lot of these things are sort of like we can kill 2 birds with 1 stone with being at maintenance and improving health or being in fat loss and improving health, whatever the case may be for that person.
Absolutely.
Something that I have a lot is improving health while we're also going through like a lean building phase, just because someone has spent so much time in a deficit that just the thing of getting them out of that deficit for a while is the thing that is going to improve their health and their responsiveness to a diet later on. But while we're here, let's go ahead, push the training a little harder and build some muscle. So it really depends on what that reason for being in the health phase in that example is.
Yeah, absolutely. There's for sure a lot of overlap. And even within this, again, we're probably not going to do a deep dive into all of the phases because it is, I think that it can also get to be a little bit overwhelming, but we'll really touch on like the most common that we use within each. So let's get into the real benefits of phasic nutrition. So first is going to be phase-to-phase potentiation. So a great example of why this is important is most people have probably started a fat loss phase and felt like their body just didn't respond. Now, there are, again, other variables that we need to take into account here. Like, are we tracking accurately? Are we really doing the thing consistently, right? And again, there is always some degree of difficulty. But really, with outside of that, many people have probably experienced the, I was dialed in, I was truly doing everything extremely well, and things still just weren't moving. And again, the goal here is to really prevent us being in that scenario, both from a fat loss perspective and a muscle growth perspective, right? Where so often, like, hey, if we're entering a fat loss phase, but we're in a place where, again, we have a lot of metabolic downregulation, your thyroid health isn't in a good place, that is going to be so much harder. Or if we're entering a building phase, but our sex hormones aren't in a good place to really allow us to build a lot of muscle, then again, it'll be so much harder and it'll feel like, hey, we're doing the work, but my body just isn't responding as I would expect. So each phase is focused on recovering from the previous phase and priming your body to be responsive in the next phase. That's, again, the biggest thing is with our bodies. So many of us, again, just have the mindset of we can just push and push and push, and I can just force it to continue to respond without really ever giving it time to like rest and recover. Whereas that's not true. I would say, honestly, I think like with your physique, it's less true than most other instances, like most other areas of life, because I think that's, again, like how so many people approach, for example, their careers, right? Where it's like, I just push myself harder and harder and harder and I've been very successful because of that. But for some reason, like, it doesn't seem like my body is like responding the same way. And sometimes because you've managed your career, like, that can be why can be part of the issue as well, right? We're so much like mitigating the stress. It's not just stress our body and grow as a result of that. Again, we have to be able to recover from that stress to elicit the subsequent adaptation we want. So again, recovering from your previous phase and priming your body to be responsive to the next phase is such an important part of this to always, again, keep us in a responsive place. And even sometimes that will mean like, hey, we might not ultimately be to your fat loss phase goal or your ultimate fat loss goal yet, but we might need to shift phases in order to long-term get there sooner and maintain the best health in that process. Anything else to add there before we continue?
Just to go back to where you said, like, your body's an adaptation machine. That's why we need all of these different phases to potentiate the next one. Is if it weren't an adaptation machine, then we could just push harder and harder and harder, and it would like be a one-to-one. Your results are a result of how hard you've been pushing. Like with your job, it's not pushing back on you and adapting as you go. So that's all bringing it back to our bodies are great at adapting. And so we kind of have to, I don't know, trick it into doing what we want almost.
Yeah. But as again, like really the next aspect of that is we're reducing negative adaptation. So again, there's nothing wrong with pushing yourself hard, right? And it's a vital part of change. But again, the greater the stress we're eliciting, also greater the recovery debt that we have to at some point pay back in order to continue to change and grow. So by using this different phasic approach, we are reducing those negative adaptations, which allows us to create further change. Now, also, this is going to allow for more sustainable progress, right? We have phases where we're pushing hard for progress, again, fat loss and building. These are where your body changes the quickest, but can also be the hardest on your body. And again, especially, and I wouldn't say this is true when we're talking about like that lean building phase at maintenance, but most people eventually hit the point where we do need to take on a more advanced building phase, specifically to fat loss and those more advanced building phases. Staying in either of these phases too long can turn into something that can be more detrimental. Again, there's a time where it's run its course. Again, like insulin sensitivity starts to deteriorate in a building phase, or we start to see more hormonal downregulation, metabolic downregulation in the fat loss phase. And we need to transition to that next phase to, again, long-term, see the best progress and stay in the healthiest place. Lifestyle integration is also a huge part of this. Because really, this encourages a more balanced approach to food and the way we're eating, more lifestyle flexibility, right? We're following the push phases with phases focused on things like cementing this as your body's new settling point. So after that fat loss phase, that's another common mistake. So many people, okay, I'm done with fat loss, cool. I'm going to go back to what I was doing previously, right? Where that reverse diet phase where, okay, now we're focusing on seeing what your body can handle, improving your biofeedback, getting you back to a place where you're feeling very good, managing your hunger, but doing this thing in a controlled manner so that our body fat doesn't just shoot right back up. Understanding that you've shifted far from your previous body settling point, and we need to kind of cement this as your new normal, improving your biofeedback and your hormonal health, and practicing the skill of maintenance. Really, this helps ensure long-term success and prevent progression. Because again, like so many people, it's oftentimes like a, and I can value this because I know we're very goal driven as well, but it's oftentimes like, okay, I'm done with fat loss. So I need to get right back to building or right back to the next thing, where a lot of times we need to consider maintenance of this and just improving our health, improving our internal health, making sure we're in a good place there. Maintenance of the result, again, establishing this as your new body fat settling point, that is success. And that's oftentimes the next thing we need to focus on. And it's so often what people forget and skip over, which is really why so many people, again, are kind of just losing or regaining the weight over and over again. And then again, similarly with that idea of phase-to-phase potentiation, we're not running into that metaphorical wall as often where it's like, okay, I've been doing the same thing for so long, but I'm no longer seeing progress, right? It's really avoiding that, which also just makes the process more enjoyable. Anything else to add before we continue?
That maintenance point is such a good point. That's something that I think is sort of the last thing to come along for people. Like even myself, it's okay, I know I need to go through different phases. I know that I need to spend some time uncomfortable in either direction. I'm okay with that. I don't always have to be relating to self, but then once we get done with this, now I'm going to push hard in the other direction. And I think that that maintenance is like the last thing that people are on board with.
And so, but really, for
just
most,
reiterating,
for most people, until you embrace that, again, we're kind of in this place where it's like, oh, damn it. And once again, I'm just not progressing the way I want. But it's, again, kind of being willing to take a step back to long-term take a step forward. So it promotes training and nutrition synergy, another very important part of this. So the fuel, basically how we're approaching our nutrition, and the demand, how we're approaching our training, are always matched up. Again, these two different stimuli is very much a balance, like changing your body. When we're talking about both muscle growth and fat loss, the balance of these things and how they work together in synergy is so important. Something so many people forget. So we're optimally fueled for muscle growth and building phases, but not gaining excessive body fat. We're not crushing ourselves with too much volume or losing muscle in a fat loss phase due to the way we're training and the way we're approaching our nutrition. So basically, this allows for the best biofeedback, muscle growth, and body composition, no matter what phase we're in. And again, we'll talk about, especially in the next episode, we're going to talk through this training and nutrition synergy idea a bit more. And then within each phase, we'll talk through again kind of what that balance of training and nutrition looks like, because there are variables with each that we want to tweak based on the goal, be it like a more health focused phase, a more building focused phase, a more fat loss focused phase. Both the way we adjust our training and nutrition are important. And again, it's a whole ecosystem of things that impacts the results you'll see. So both of those inputs are so important for the long-term goal. Psychological freedom is another very important part of this that I think is massively underrated, just as much as the maintenance aspect. And those two things also very much go hand in hand, where really, if we're doing this well, the majority of the year should be spent away from dieting and really focus on keeping clients well-fueled, giving plenty of food flexibility while still improving body composition. I'd also say working through different phases does just make the process so much more enjoyable and sustainable. Again, even if it's like I've just been chasing fat loss for so long, it just gets to be so monotonous and just it's so hard to stick to. Whereas the reality is people do just love different things. It's fun. It's exciting. So, and I think that like one of the things that keeps clients most engaged is consistently like laying out the future. Hey, like here's like what our phases looking forward go look like. Here's where we're headed. And there's again, like that goal that we're working towards, but enough change to keep it fun and engaging as well. And again, it also, by us spending plenty of time away from the fat loss phase, it also makes diet adherence much better and progress much quicker when we do enter a fat loss phase. Now,
everyone does better with goalposts. Like I think across the board, everyone needs some sort of checkpoint or finish line in order to stay engaged. It's like whenever I used to run, I would break things up into, okay, I'm going to run until I get to that light pole down there. And then once you get there, you set another one. It's the exact same thing. Like we all need those little things to break it up.
Absolutely. No, I think that is so important. And again, even like especially in the longer phases, be it fat loss or building, when we can see, and here's the next phase, right? And like really in those building phases, especially where it can be like, oh my gosh, like I'm not as lean as I want to be. Like this is long. Being able to see, and then like, here's the fat loss phase. And here's where we really see the fruits of our labor. That makes it so much easier to just keep us focused and keep people moving forward and consistently progressing. Now, hormonal health and metabolic rate are a huge part of this as well. One of the main tenets of this physic dieting approach is the idea that a healthy body is a responsive body. As we've said many times, again, credit to our guy, Brandon DeCruz, for that saying, I believe, but it's something we've adopted and definitely use a lot. The primary phases, the reverse diet phases, the maintenance phases, the lean building phases allow for an abundance of micronutrients, carbs, and fats for optimal hormonal health. We're also using these phases to ensure you're in a good place for fat loss or building muscle before entering said phase, right? Again, we're really using these phases. A lot of times these are like the in-between, right? So let's say someone comes in and they want to lose body fat. Okay, hey, first, we need to make sure we're primed for this, right? Are we in a good place? Are your thyroid markers in a good place? And is your biofeedback in a good place for us to enter a fat loss phase? Are we giving your body everything it needs to support thyroid and sex hormones? Similarly, after that, before we like, when that fat loss phase is over, we're going through the reverse diet. Are calories in a good place? Is biofeedback in a good place? Again, are we in a good place hormonally to actually promote muscle growth and see the quickest progress here, right? And if not, we can use these phases almost kind of like we're mechanics. We're hopping in there. We're adjusting a few things. We're fixing a few things before we enter the next phase. And we get a much better response from that next phase because of that. Now, also, more time away from dieting, again, will help reverse metabolic adaptation. So, and a metabolic adaptation isn't anything to be afraid of. It's the natural downregulation of your metabolism when we are dieting. But again, especially if you're someone who has been like, hey, 5 days a week, I'm starving myself, 2 days a week, I end up overeating, we'll have experienced a good amount of metabolic downregulation without really seeing fat loss. Whereas again, more time away from the diet can undo that. And long-term, when we hop back into fat loss, our metabolic rate will be in a better place, which will make fat loss a bit easier. We're supporting a healthy thyroid from a calorie and micronutrient perspective. We're also building more muscle in those phases away from dieting, which is going to be a metabolically active tissue. So that will increase our metabolic rate. And again, long-term, building muscle is just as much a part of the physique most people want as fat loss. So spending more time there oftentimes allows us to, hey, we don't need to spend as much time focusing on dieting because the muscle actually got me a lot closer to the physique I want than the fat loss side of things did. And really more muscle in the way we're training and even timing food to a degree will also equal better insulin sensitivity. So basically the way we're partitioning nutrients, more of those calories that we're taking in being shuttled to building muscle tissue versus being stored as body fat. And all this results in basically a body that is more responsive to fat loss and muscle growth. You're physically and psychologically primed for quicker progress in fat loss and building phases. And fat loss is easier to maintain, especially if you're someone who's been in that cycle of like the discussion around body fat overshooting kind of resonated with you. We're breaking that cycle of having to constantly diet on lower and lower calories or feeling like no matter what you do, your body just isn't responsive. So, of course, we're big fans of this approach. We've seen it work so effectively for hundreds and hundreds of people. Before we get into the conclusion, anything else you want to add to all that, Andrea?
Yeah, I mean, this is just like my wording of things that you've already said here, but all of them help each other. Like it's not that we are only doing health phases and building phases so that we can have a better fat loss phase or vice versa. Right. But a fat loss phase helps potentiate better building from being more insulin sensitive. A building phase helps potentiate better, you know, everything works together. It's not like we're just having to get through these other things in order to improve the fat loss phase. I think that that's important too.
But I think that like most people, when they start working with a coach, come in because it's like fat loss or building muscle is the thing I want and don't quite understand. And this is one of the most rewarding parts of coaching, helping someone understand like how good your life can be when we're not just focused on, and we can still, and your body composition can still improve in these phases where it is like, hey, the goal is just maintenance. You feel great in your body. You're well-fueled. We have a good amount of dietary flexibility. But we don't have to be in this place where you're like pushing to get leaner or we're just getting through this to, yes, like get to the fat loss phase or the building phase. But like how enjoyable and what a big part of your life and your journey in those phases should be as well. So to kind of sum this up, again, by strategically cycling through different nutritional phases, you can optimize your body's potential and the amount of progress you can make in a year. It's not about the short term. So for example, going into a maintenance phase, when you want a fat loss phase, can feel like slower progress. But in the big picture, again, even like a year from now, which of those two things will have you in a better place? In a leaner place, if you've been trying to lose fat for a long time and haven't been able to, again, like playing that long game ultimately allows us to see so much more physique change. And really that is our goal, as our role as coaches, is to get people to kind of let go of the shiny object syndrome and the short-sightedness. And here's what's going to be best for you long-term. And oftentimes that's counter to what you would do in the next 6 weeks if you were coaching yourself. So next week, we're going to be breaking down a bit more of the concept of training and nutrition synergy within physic nutrition, an overview of each of the phases, and talking through an example year-long client journey. Again, like what each of those phases could potentially look like for a pretty dramatic physique transformation. Before then, in the next episodes, taking a deep dive into each phase of that journey with this kind of example client we'll be working with in those following episodes. So anything else to add there, Andrea, before we wrap it up? Otherwise, we'll call it here.
Nope, let's call it here.
Cool. All right. Well, as always, we appreciate y'all tuning in. I'm excited to get into this series, and we will catch you guys next time.